Hallelujah. So let's raise our hands together and say, Dear Father, in the name of your Son Jesus, in this service, we receive a fresh flow and a free flow of the things of the Spirit. Together as a church, we release our faith to receive a great manifestation of the gifts of the Spirit. Together as a church, we behold Jesus Christ, your Son, even as he sees us in him. In this service, he is glorified as we are edified. The things that ought to be said will be said. The things that ought to be done will be done in his name. Amen. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 12, we'll be doing much of preaching. Amen. And verse 1. It says, Now, concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have ignorant. Now, in the first service, I did talk about this, that there are some things that, you know, some believers are being taught. They are not bad stuff. You know, like, I like what Pastor Tosh used to say. He said, well, if I come to church and you teach me how to tie my shoelace, that's nice. How to tie my tie, that's nice. Tie my tie. To knot my tie, that's lovely. How to, you know, a friend of mine told me one that was very interesting. He went to a Bible school, a school of ministry. He said, much of what they were teaching him, said, I couldn't make anything out of it. So they were teaching them etiquette, how to pack your bag and your Bible. I don't know how to do that. Check my bags. It's really bad. You know, I have papers scattered all over the place. Yeah. How to use mint when you're ministering, that's necessary. How to wear cologne. He said, he looked at, said, but, you know, he said, I came all the way from Lagos to Ibadan for 3 months. I couldn't lay my hands on. Not that those things are terrible. They're not terrible. We do need that. There was a time before Saints Community Church, we used to have meetings at Edmund Crescent. And so, brother, it wasn't a prophecy or a word of wisdom. Somebody said, please, brethren, can we be using roll-on? It was not a prophecy, but it was very prophetic. You know, because we are seeing some glory manifestations that were not nice. So it's not like it's wrong to learn those things, but that's not why you're in church. No. I asked her one day, I said, can you tell me the things about the things of the Spirit? The person said, are you Topher Spirit? I thought I was joking. Say, I know. Incubus and succubus. You know, sometimes people are really ignorant. You know, one day I was with a fellow Christian, it was in the 90s. And you know the kind of emphasis that's going on in their church. So I had a Brother Higgin magazine, Word of Faith magazine, but Kenneth Higgin Ministries. Brother Higgin was still alive then. So she saw the magazine, Kenneth Hankins. That's not a problem. She's Nigerian, that's not a problem. So, oh, okay, he lost that part. He said, Kenneth Hankins, you know, and he said, there are three men of God my pastor always talks about. Said, Kenneth Hankins, Kenneth Copeland, because usually. The third one, she said, and Bill Gates. Now, why was it like that? Because the pastor would mention the three of them together. He gave gifts on the men, that kind of stuff. So sometimes people are learning the wrong things. Not that those things are bad, but that's not the emphasis. Imagine, I said in the process, you got an admission into the College of Law, or the Faculty of Law. And then, the first year, the second year, you're here to study law. They're teaching you about cars. Then they move from cars to devices. Electronic devices. And say, then the third year, music. You think that you're in another planet. What's going on here? Because that's not why you came. Not that along the line the lecturer cannot talk about music. Of course, lecturer can talk about music and talk about sports. But that's not why you came. So when you have a Christian, you've been born again for a while, and they say, I remember somebody was told to fill a form. Gifts of the Spirit. Person wrote drama. Now, you don't blame him. That's what he heard. It's so ridiculous. No, you have someone. I said in the first service, I said, my mom wasn't filled with the Holy Ghost. She's been born again for donkey years, but never spoke in tongues. And then I just had someone from the fellowship, that was in 96, come into the house. I said, you see, she's not filled with the Holy Ghost. Get it done. And I just left the house. And that's why today my mother is still filled with the Holy Ghost. Why was it like that? Because the person heard it long enough to know what to do. Are you here? To know what to do. You can't be a believer and not know the things of the Spirit. You can't be a believer and somebody is sick at your office or somebody is sick somewhere and you say, what's wrong again? And you're saying, I'm calling pastor, he's not picking. I'm texting pastor, he's not picking. Picking for what? Is he the believer's authority? They're calling pastor and say, okay, maybe I should call, God forbid, it won't happen here. Maybe I should call my cell leader. My cell leader say, so cell leader, you're not calling cell leader, you're calling leader to get the pastor's number. He says, what's the problem? He says, somebody that is here, he has a migraine headache. Hey, have you called pastor? So, maybe you, but okay, I think Pastor Lan is with him, so call Pastor Lan. So you call Pastor Lan. No, Pastor Lan is Pastor Wally. Oh no, it's Pastor Jakes. Oh no, it's his, Tony that's there. So you call them and they say, hey, don't talk to Pastor. What's the problem? Say, someone say, let me give you a direct line. You know, that's not a good testimony at all. Because Paul says, I would not have you ignorant. He says in verse 2, he says, yet you were Gentiles before now, carried away with dumb idols, whereby where you were led. So, but I give you to understand 1 Corinthians 12:3, that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus a curse. No man can say, verse 3, that Jesus Christ is Lord, but by the Holy Ghost. Verse 4, now, look at that. There are diversities of gifts, like the earlier song says, diverse streams, but the same Spirit. Verse 5, there are diverses of administration as what ministries, 1 Corinthians 12:5, but the same Lord. Verse 6, there are diverses of operations, but it's the same God which worketh all in all. Now verse 7 says, but the manifestation, hallelujah, of the Spirit is given to some few people. What does it say? To every man. To profit with all. When Joel was going to speak by the Spirit in Joel 2:28, said, I'll pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and daughters, male and female, shall prophesy. I remember I went to one church. The church is a blessing to us now, so that's why I won't mention their name. You can guess. So I was speaking for them and they had this sister was in our ministry and she had jeans on. And you know, and it was a church where a lot of people, you know, they were fine. So she came in and many people came outside to be filled with the Holy Ghost. And I deliberately called her and said, you get them filled with the Holy Ghost. And they were quite much. The pastor must have looked at this one with the hair. And the hair was really long. That's Asmodeus. No. And that's Asmodeus. That's Asmodeus. Long hair. Not a wiggle. That was another spirit. You know, it's real. This is real hair. You know, and you know, and she's all yellow. That's Asmodeus and Mami Water. That's double portion. You know, he had jeans on. Had makeup. What's makeup? Makeup. No, Bacchus is not that. You don't know Ikubus and Sukubus. You don't know that one. That's Spirit Husband. And Spirit Wife. So I say, I have spirit husband. I say, man is a spirit. Imagine that's all you. What else do you want, dog husband? So she came out. And she began to lay hands and they began speaking tongues. The pastor could not reconcile that manifestation from the genes. And I did everything. I was looking at him. Upon all flesh. Your sons and daughters. Some say, Jesus for men. 3 Corinthians 4:4. Where is it in your Bible? That Jesus for, trousers is for men. Where you read in the Bible that men wore skirts? Is that not legitimate? You know? Where were we on this? So, you know, some people are just wrongly taught. Some say that, there's someone that is possessed there, or the demons are where? In this estate? You know what? What I was in my class, up my fourth year in school. So I told someone, I said, you know, there are witches in this class. I said, eh? The person goes on big rally. I said, oh, you said, you know, you're a man of God. I said, yeah, witches in this class. I said, can you tell me who they are? And I was feeling him. What was the point out? That particular. This one, that's gift of suspicion. That's not the gift of the Spirit. You know,
So some believers are not rightly taught. You've been a Christian 1 year. 1 year. You don't prophesy. Say why? Brother, you are writing prophecies down. Say this week, everybody's time against you will ground like powder. That's the one, you know. You know, no. We all can prophesy. From the new convert today to the, someone says, some people that their spirit is using walking stick. That's old new creation. That's one of my friends. I had crazy friends, you know. So I say, this man has been born again for long. Say, your spirit man is using walking stick. So, from the new convert who got born again 1 minute ago, are you here? To the fellow who has been saved in the day of Pentecost. Holy Ghost walking through everybody. Amen. You know, Judas healed the sick. Are you aware? Judas was stealing money. No, I know he has to steal money. But he's stealing money, he is casting out demons. So I said, no, I thought the demon was there. What's your name? I know what you did last night. You know, people engage and say, I know you, you're a Chelsea fan. That's a very wonderful one from a demon. Says, devil can't cast out devil. That's a good one for man, you. Oh my God. That was too direct, okay? But you know, there's no disqualification. Amen? There's no disqualification. The very, you know, I tell you in the first verse, I'm going to repeat it. Some of us, why we're not walking in the power of God is because one time, our expectations were not met. And so, it reduces our confidence. The first healing service, I said in the first service, that I organized was about 30 years ago. And I'm calling people out on the field. I had prayed, I fasted, I was feeling, I know, if you knew me back then, I didn't have much weight. And then for me not to feel weight, that means I fasted, my eyes were out. Today is the day. So I sang all the songs I'd watched in television. All the songs. We sang Hallelujah so long. I say, Holy Spirit. So I began to lay hands. Not one person even pretended to be healed. At least you should say, I'm fine. I said, is it not improving? No. Yeah? I said, can I sit down? My faith jumped out. I believe that they actually became more sick. I'll tell you why, I'll tell you in a moment. So I've been laying hands, someone, you know, came around and came to meet me afterwards and said, how was your miracle meeting? Mocking me. I said, I thank God. He said, what were you doing? I forgot to mention this first service. He said, Mark 16. He said, are you an apostle? He said, that verse is for apostles. I said, I didn't know. He said, you were laying hands on everybody. Did you have discernment to know who has demon? I said, I did not know. He said, the Bible said, lay hands on the sick, cast out demons. Why did he say that? Because if you lay hands on someone that has a demon, the demon will come to you through your hand. I'm telling you my experience. As he was saying it, you know, man has a believing heart. I was believing it. I said, hey. So I began to know, about 20 people, so 20 times. That's madman of God there. Legion. He said, so the demons will come back to you because you are not properly fortified. That night, I felt sick. That's why I told you, I believe that those people that came also felt sick. I felt really ill. Really sick. Some of us have believed such lies. I was admitted at the AK Oyeko clinics here in Lagos, on Lagos Island. And I was really, interestingly, was malaria, but it took a longer period. But in the midst of it, I began to think, what went wrong? I believe in the power of God. Because just before then, God had healed me. This was what gave me the boldness. I had been healed of a kidney ailment, kidney disease. So that's what gave me the boldness. So I was healed. So again, the devil was playing in my mind that, are you sure you were healed of that one? That's the one that came back. You know, and I'm thinking. So I saw a book, and it was the house of a Muslim. Because my cousins. So I got to their library. And I found a book to heal the sick by Charles and Francis Hunter. I picked the book. It was a red cover. And I began to read it. The symptoms didn't go. No. But my faith was built. And I said, I got up on the bed. I said, in the name of Jesus, I'll take the divine presence, the divine power to the nations of the earth. And you know, my body was still aching. But I said, I'm going to do this. I'm going to hold more healing meetings. I'm going to heal the sick around the world. Hallelujah. Sometimes some of us have been discouraged. Because you prayed for someone, the person even died. And you say, what happened? Nothing happened, the person died. Lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Hallelujah. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Lay hands on the sick. Don't ask the wrong questions. You know, do you know that? It happens to all of us. And I'm saying this emphatically. You know, you've laid hands on the sick before they've been healed. You didn't say, how? Why did they get? You never asked when they got healed. You didn't say, why did they get healed? You said the name of Jesus. So somebody, you lay hands on someone and the person doesn't get well. And something happens, you say, why did they not get well? You are asking the wrong question. You saw someone get healed before, right? Stay with that one. Hallelujah. Stay with that one. Don't say, maybe the person not believe. Don't say those kind of things. I don't judge people like that. Just say the power of God is still working. Amen. I had a healing service one time. And just before the healing service, I had serious malaria symptoms. Very, very serious malaria symptoms. I went out and laid hands on everyone that was sick. And healing was in abundance. And I was still feeling sick. I got healed later, of course, that evening. But that shows you, that you see, the power of God is given to you as a gift of grace. Are you here? I fast. I love to fast. You know, you do too. As a church, we're fasting. But that's not why God's giving us His power. No, we're fasting because we have the power. Hallelujah. We're not fasting to get the power. The power of God is on us. Amen. Power of God is on you. So I said in the first service, why don't people walk in the gifts of spirit? Well, fasting is ignorance. Ignorance. Some are taught the wrong things. The very wrong things. They believe a lie. A big lie. Hallelujah. There's one of our church leaders today who was told, if you join so and so ministry, that is our church, our ministry, I will kill your angel. It's one of your leaders. I won't mention it. Not yet. I'll say it one day. Some of you know the person. Keep it the way it is. I said, I'll kill your angel. So the person was shaking, didn't come for the meeting. This was about 17 years ago. I said, they'll kill you. I started laughing. I said, what kind of your angel can this kind of person kill? The person was shaking, I said, you are not serious. But you know, those are the kind of things people have believed. Both the killer of the angel and the owner of the angel, they are in the church today. That's why I won't disclose their names. You know them very well. The killer of the angel and the owner of the angel that can be killed. If you've been around for at least 15 years, you will know the person, the two people I'm talking about. Do you know the person? You are laughing too loud. See your face. Those who know, know. You can believe a lie. Someone has the Holy Ghost on him, goes for a deliverance theater. They say you have evil spirit. We are saying you have the Holy Ghost. Someone says evil spirit. You say, Pastor, are you sure? You know, someone told me one day, the chapel. Say, Pastor, are you sure I'm born again? I said, sir, do it again. Let's say it together. I said, Pastor, please. So I said, for the sake of it, okay, Lord Jesus, I believe. Now I feel it. He said, because you are the one that did it, I'm sure. So I believe God's word. The outpouring of the Spirit. It's mine. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The outpouring of the Spirit. It's mine.
It's mine now.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So, ignorance. I mentioned the first steps. Lack of yielding to the Spirit. Lack of yielding. I'm not going to talk about that because I mentioned the first steps. We said number three, condemnation. Because of something you've done wrong, or you just feel you're not up to it. Just like what happened to me. You're not up to it. And condemnation can come because of a past failure. I know a guy that he said he just couldn't pastor again. Because the very first church he pastored, he went down. So one day he was talking to me. And I laughed. I said, I've had two like that. He said, you? I said, yes. He was so encouraged. I said, no, you don't give up. You don't give up. Today, he has planted churches in many places. Glory to God. So don't hold back from God's power. Amen? You go for it again. Say, faith never gives up. Faith never gives up. Remember when Elijah is praying and he says, go check the rain. The man came back and said, go back again. He said, go and check again. That's why James says he prayed. Then he prayed again. Hallelujah. The fourth one I'm going to talk about is unbelief. It's time to release our faith. To do God's will in the earth. Hallelujah. Lift your two hands. Say, my hands are healing hands. Say, my hands are healing hands. The hands I have have been commissioned by Jesus to be laid on the sick. Blind eyes will be opened. Deaf ears will stop. Demons cast out. Cripples walk. The paralyzed are healed. In the name of Jesus. Do you believe that? Do you believe it? You should. You know, I'll share this story. Went for a crusade some 28 years ago or so. And, you know, I didn't know what it was about. I thought it was just fun. You know, I'm not really butter, but I had the butter, you know, butter. We just teach the word, you know, preach the word. And so we're ready to go. So we got to the place and they showed us a side view of demonic activity. So a woman came to meet us and he came to preach. So they told us what they said in the language. Yeah, I thought everybody should be happy when I say we are bringing Jesus. I thought everybody should be happy. But they were not happy, obviously. So, here we are, we're setting up for the crusade. Okay? No, that was the next day. So we went to sleep, preparing for the next day. And all of us, because we had a hostel, the brothers were in one place, the sisters were in one place. We just woke up at the same time. I just heard people praying. So we found out that we all had the same dream. We all saw monkeys. On top what? So I said, how far is this place from Lagos? So that if it's trekking, let me start now. Unfortunately, I was open the first night. So we were planning I'd seen the power of God in such ways that I just know that God is a God of grace. And I didn't have insight on the indwelling. I didn't know. I had quite an idea. I'm still growing anyway, but didn't have much insight. So we're setting up and putting on the stage. It was a wooden stage. And then we saw this strange wind. I said, what kind of wind is this? You know? And the wind came and stood in one place and went back. We didn't say anything. So, okay. So the evening came. And I'm preaching. He said, I'm preaching. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Because I used to watch Pastor Orisha for very well then. So I liked how he used to preach. The devil is a bad devil, God is a good God. So I'm preaching. Many of you never saw me like me. I'm preaching. So a man came up and he asked us, he said, all the things you've said is fine. They were interpreting what he was saying. So I was hearing the interpreter more than him. But I was seeing his own face, his appearance. Did you hear what he's saying? He said, I have this daughter. She's never walked. If you say this Jesus is God, fine. If she walks, we'll accept. If not, you can't stay here. I've never seen it before. I've never, ever seen any paralyzed limb walk ever. And that's the first test. So in my mind, I'm like, your first exam is PLAB. No, PLAB is medical exams. Your first exam is PhD. That's what I say. Let me first of all do common entrance into primary school. Give me running nose. Now I just lay and I say, go and blow it. You are healed. You didn't give me that one. So did I blow the girl? My interpreter said, you are the one that is preaching. I see she had a joke with one person who was in that team just a few weeks ago. And there was this part I never told you before. I think I said it later on. So they put the person down. So I was laying hands. And my mind was, there's a place to jump down. I usually don't tell this part of that story. I close my eyes and I'm like, okay, if I jump and I start going, what's in the hostel again? I can leave that one here. No big deal. But I have some money in my pocket. If I get to Ibadan, I'll make it. That was all. I wasn't quoting any scripture. I was like, lay hands, nothing happens. You know, you're about to say, talk to your legs. So as I was saying, in Jesus' name, I run. In Jesus' name. The way I knew that it was a miracle was I heard noise and I opened my eyes. So I said, oh, I said, glory to God. Now, sit down. You know, hallelujah. That was such a departure. Amen. Glory to God. So never allow unbelief make you cringe. Glory to God. If God gives you a word of wisdom, say it. If God gives you a word, and maybe the name of the person is Shegun in the meeting, say, there's no Shegun here. Pray again. There will be Tunde. Do you understand?
Yes,
never allow condemnation. Never. Never. I've ministered in a meeting before. Many of you know what I'm saying. And if I can do it here. And I'll minister a word of knowledge for people in their number. But I've missed it too before. So welcome to the club. Someone say, it's not me. It's not. That's all to it. I'm not the Holy Ghost. I'm a vessel. Amen. But I'm never going to give up on the power of God. I will contend for the power of God for the rest of my... Have I seen sad things? Yes. Have I had things that I couldn't explain? Yes. But I know the one I can explain. The name of Jesus is above all principality, power, might. I can explain that one. Hallelujah. So don't allow one story cover up other great stories. Hallelujah. Did you hear what I just said?
Yes,
I know many of you, you've prayed for people that have been healed. I know many of you, you've called. Any one thing that happened, just, hey, maybe there's nothing, maybe. I mentioned this in the process. I'll close on this now. How there was a church I pastored for someone some 24 years ago. And this lady was reported to me in the pastor's, they had a pastor's council. So I was like, hey, I wasn't the pastor of the church originally. I just came in to pastor for someone. So they're telling me about the story. And then they said this and this. And this lady used to lead songs and very well. And, you know, and was quite kind. Why did you look at them when I said, this is not here now. He looked at and said, which one of them? I know, brethren. It was reflex. Anyway, so they told me and I said, okay. They said, Is there anything you want to say? I said nothing. You know, I was going to condemn her. No, Jesus didn't do that in John 4. Jesus gave that woman the purpose to live for. She left her water pot and went to the city. And the whole city received Christ. Amen. Are you here? Peter, yes, Peter got up on the day of Pentecost. He didn't say, first of all, before I pray, let me apologize. You are aware of what happened, how I denied Jesus. I cannot stand here and just be talking without acknowledging the nonsense I did, you know. But see, our God is gracious. But you know, even the cock saw it 3 times. He didn't do anything like that. When the Holy Ghost comes on you, you forget your past. Oh man. He won't. Not at all. Here's David. David is quite one of the most controversial characters in scripture. But he's almost the most quoted person. Jesus was preaching David's sermons. Paul preached it. Peter preached it. The Bible has stories of men so that you will know why you should not give up on the grace of God upon your life. So they told me about her and I said, no problem. So church the next week, I asked her to come and speak. Something I never gave anyone the privilege. Come and speak. And I said to her, freely minister by the Holy Ghost. I never discussed what they told me. She said, freely minister by the Holy Ghost. She said, what do you mean? I said, if anything comes to you, minister to me. And she stood there and she ministered. I think about 20 minutes. She ministered about and people were blessed. And I got the mic. I did that to let her know God's hand is on your life. We're going to correct what you did wrong, okay? But God's hand is on your life. I'm telling you like that this afternoon. God's hand is on your life. And in a couple of minutes, you are going to demonstrate that hand upon your life. Like I said, if something that do it again. Amen. His hand is on your life. Today, tomorrow, the next day after tomorrow, the next day after, the day after, the day after tomorrow, God's hand is on your life. He has given to you the manifestation of His Spirit. And you walk in it. Raise your two hands and say, I have the manifestation of the Spirit. I walk in it in the name of Jesus. Stand to your feet and pray in tongues. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. The needs of the people are met. So in a couple of minutes, we are going to meet needs. Needs could be financial. But you see, sickness, demonic oppression, things happening in someone's family. We're going to minister to them. Ministries, disciples, nations need to be met. Let's pray in tongues.